Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Energetic Alignment. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into something super juicy. Overcoming self-criticism with a whole lot of compassion and kindness. Now, who here hasn't been their own worst critic? Come on, raise your hand or at least nod your head along if you're listening in the car. Seriously, it's like that little voice in our heads is constantly judging everything we do, say, and even think. But what if I told you there was a way to silence that inner critic and replace those harsh judgments with love and understanding? Because trust me, friends, this shift can make a world of difference. We're talking about feeling more confident, accepting who we are, and embracing our awesomeness, flaws and all. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like that voice is holding you back from going after your dreams? Or maybe it makes everyday tasks feel impossible. You know that feeling when you trip over air or accidentally say the wrong thing and your mind instantly screams, "You're so clumsy." Or ugh, why are you always such a goofball? Well, I'm here to tell you that's enough. It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. Because let's face it, wouldn't you want your bestie to be kind and supportive, even when they mess up? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch that self-criticism habit and embrace more self-love. 1. Recognize the pattern. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts popping into your head. What triggers them? Is it a specific situation, a certain person, or just an internal thought spiral? Once you've identified the pattern, you can start to challenge those thoughts and replace them with more positive ones. Think of it like rewiring your brain. It takes time and effort, but it's totally possible. 2. Challenge your inner critic. Ask yourself, is this thought really true, or would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then why are you saying it to yourself? Remember, our inner critic often exaggerates and distorts reality. So, learn to question those thoughts and see them for what they are, just opinions, not facts. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really juicy. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself like you're talking to someone you care about with warmth, encouragement, and support. Imagine giving yourself a big hug and saying, "It's okay, I got this." You deserve that kind of love. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, both big and small, and celebrate them. When you focus on what you're good at, it helps to boost your confidence and silence those negative voices. Remember, you are awesome just the way you are. 5. Celebrate your progress. Acknowledge every step forward, no matter how small. Did you have a difficult conversation? Did you try something new that scared you? Give yourself credit for showing up and taking risks. Every time you choose self-compassion over self-criticism, it's a victory worth celebrating. You know, I was feeling super overwhelmed the other day because I had this big presentation coming up. That inner critic started chirping away, telling me I wasn't prepared enough, that I would mess up, and on. But then I stopped and thought, Sienna, you've got this. I reminded myself of all the times I'd successfully delivered presentations before, and I focused on the positive message I wanted to share with my audience. So guess what? The presentation went amazing. It was a reminder that when we choose self-compassion over self-criticism, we unlock our true potential. Remember, friends, you are worthy of love, kindness, and acceptance, starting with yourself. I want you to take one small step today to practice self-compassion. Maybe it's saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror, or taking a few minutes to meditate and focus on your breath. Whatever it is, make it a conscious choice to treat yourself with love and understanding. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my amazing friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.